Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban Respectors. Let's go!
I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Radio Land, this is another adventure in depth conversations with our special host, Mr. John Dilley. Good evening, Mr. John Dilley.
Well, howdy. How you doing?
Howdy. How are you doing? I just watched a rocket blow up.
Yeah, you told me. That's kind of scary stuff, man.
Yep, just before the show. But anyway, I hope nobody was hurt. And I guess we go on with the show and talk about hot peppers and hot sauce, et cetera. So I'm going to go play over in the talk.
I guess they lit the wrong side of the fuse or something.
I guess. It looked that way. I'm going to go hide over in the dungeon and you have your show. If you need me, you know where I am.
Yes, dear. Have a good time.
All right.
All right, folks. Well, we'll start off with a weekly shout-out to the band that makes our intro music possible, the Moonshine Bandits. Love you guys. Check them out on iTunes. Well, welcome back to DEF Conversations, broadcasting from the DEF CON Sources compound, located deep under a well-known Superfund site located here in the pestiferous paradise of New Jersey. We got another interesting show on deck tonight with another great guest from the infernal land of hot sauce. Just a reminder, if you have a company or know someone who does, within the hot sauce, barbecue, or chili world, please feel free to have them contact me at john@defconsauces.com. And hey, maybe we'll get them on the show. After all, the golden rule of small business is if they don't know you exist, they won't be buying from you. Anyway, sorry we weren't on last week. There were some rather large technical issues during the day last Tuesday, but hopefully you heard the previous interview with Johnny McLaughlin from Heartbreaking Dawns that was replayed. The guy's awesome. Next week, we'll feature Kendall Brenner from Hacha Wacha Sauces, so stay tuned. Okay. Just a quick mention, the DEF CON Sauces 9th Annual NFL Season Sale is in full gear. You'll save 20% off all of our products, including our awesomely huge quarts of our rather well-known wing sauces. Use coupon code NFL2014 for the savings. The sale does not apply to gift sets or clothing. Had to throw it in there. The sale is one of the biggest we do every year, so stock up at DEFCONSauces.com. The sale will only continue until Monday, November 3rd at midnight. One quick note, we only have about 40 quarts of our hottest retail wing sauce to date, the Cluck Wing Orange, left. Once these run out, they will not be made again due to make room for the next wing sauce that is currently in development, the Deathmatch Mark V. A little hint. Okay, things are winding down on the farmer's market season. The last Allendale market of the season was last weekend. I have to admit, for this being our first year at this particular market, I met a good number of vendors that I can truly call friends. It's one of the funniest markets we do. The surrounding vendors all have great personalities. It really helps a shy guy like myself to break out of my introvert shell. We look forward to doing it again next year. The final market we do in Metuchen, New Jersey, will be going on until November 22nd. So if you still have a few weeks, to stock up without paying the postage for an online order. I wish it was were more indoor farmers markets over the weekends during the winter. I kind of miss hanging out with the vendors and the public and hawking my wares. If anyone knows of any in the mid to northern New Jersey area, please contact me. I've kind of struck out trying to find any. Okay, quick topic tonight. Now, we changed things up a bit on the last show a couple weeks ago with Scott Roberts as we delved into the life of a hot sauce blogger. Well, we're going to get back on the main rails and swerve direction back to the savory and spicy side of life. I always find it fun to talk to the vendors and ask them what else they do besides selling their food products. As I've stated in the past, there are a lot of producers and manufacturers, if not a majority, in the hot and spicy land of products that have regular 9-to-5 jobs in addition to their company. I find myself in the awesome wife unit, Maggie, in that category. For myself, when I get home from my office job, I kind of switch gears, down a few beers, put on the DEF CON Sauces tinfoil hat, and further my plans of global domination through gastronomical assimilation. Whether it be packing up orders, seeking out new contacts in stores, updating the website, sending out various emails, there's always something to do. And asking others in the industry over the years, if the hot sauce company is their only job, most of them, they say no. I've met everything from firemen to martial arts trainers to IT managers to hairdressers, even CIA chefs to rock stars. I mean, it's crazy. People in this industry really cover the spectrum, which is a major facet of this industry that I think sets it apart from many others. I think this sort of thing also makes makes those in the industry a much tighter group. For most, it's a true passion for the industry that makes them do what they do. Of course, making a few bucks doesn't hurt either. But the producers and manufacturers are really very outgoing types, unlike myself, who is painfully shy and bashful. These manufacturers are quick to befriend anyone who has a love for the world of hot and spicy and will usually be the first one to buy you a beer. But anyway, here's the lead-in for our guest tonight. Our guest this evening has a ton of products we'll be going over. That's a very large gamut of these things. His name is Jeff Porter from the Chili Spot out of Downington, PA. It's not often you find a company with such a vast array of completely different types of spicy products, which is one reason I really wanted to get him on here. Now, let's just get the show rolling. With nearly 20 different products, we got a lot to cover. Jeff, you out there, man?
Yeah, I'm here, John. How you doing?
Welcome to the show, dude. Hey, we got a lot to go over. Let's start, let's get going, because the half an hour flies by real fast. I ask everyone on here, what sparked your love for the hot sauce industry? Everyone's got a specific reason. What was yours?
Yeah, it's pretty easy for me, John. I grew up in the upstate New York, the Finger Lakes area, you know, back in the day when chicken wings were just starting to move a little further beyond Buffalo region. And a buddy of mine, dearly departed buddy, Rick and I used to go to the Ground Round and eat all-you-could-eat chicken wings for $5 on a Monday night, and that was
I remember
like,
that joint. Oh my God!
Right? Remember that?
Yeah.
And that was heaven, you know. And just one thing led to another. Then I went to college, SUNY Geneseo, and back then you could still get like a pitcher of beer and a dozen wings for like $5. Remember those days?
Nice. Oh yeah.
Now you get about 3 wings for $5, and most of them
exactly.
aren't that good.
Well, that's so cool. You had the wings, but I mean, you got so many variety of products. We're going to get into each and every one of them. But I mean, what made you expand your knowledge on it? Just because they're hot and spicy, or what kicked you into gear?
Well, I think for me, it kind of tapped into a creative vein in some way. You know, we used to buy these wings, eat these wings. Now we said, all right, how about we make our own wings, right? So we
there
were making our own wings, you know, and. Now, how do you make your own sauce? You know, I should ask you that, but, we used to make our own sauce and, just experimentation, try this, try that, a little bit of this, a little of that. Okay, let's make one really hot. How are we going to do that? I mean, nobody heard of the ghost pepper or any of that kind of stuff back then.
Oh, sure, yeah. That didn't come until late, yeah. Yep.
And so, one thing led to another, and I started to get connected with some of the other people in the world of hot chili peppers and that kind of thing. And started growing chili peppers, which I always enjoyed gardening anyway. And,
cool.
You know, all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I got like 10 habanero plants and about a bazillion habaneros. What am I going to do with them all, you know? So I decided to start, you know, look into things I could make with them. So I made a couple of sauces and a couple of my pepper jams. And, you know, at that point it was just, friends and relatives at the holidays for the most part.
Very cool. Very cool, man. I mean, I'll tell you, there's so many different ways people have gotten into it, and your story is not too far off the mark from many others. I kind of started
sure.
the same way, you know, as I had wings for the first time.
I never
time,
grew
like,
up with anything spicy in my house. I mean, ketchup was probably it, you know?
yeah. No, exactly. Me neither. And I had wings. So that's what got me going. I had wings that I don't even remember where. And I was like, I'm going to try to make that stuff. And bam, here we are. I mean, it's just that the littlest thing like that will start the spark, and the fire starts after that. But,
absolutely.
Now, when did the you were with the Chili Spot? Now, when did you guys actually start up as a company?
Well, officially as a corporation, it's been 9 years now.
Okay.
Probably, you know, not unlike a lot of other people. You know, we were selling things, you know, out of the trunk of our car before that. You know, and
oh, of course.
And started to get a little bigger than that. So we're like, okay, we gotta. Let's get legitimate because, you know, we're getting some attention now. So we've
right.
been incorporated, for about 9 years now.
That's very cool. So you were in there kind of in the what I like to call it, the golden age of hot sauce. So, you know, 2004 to like 2009-ish, that's when it was really going crazy. All the bloggers and all kind of stuff really exploded. I think that's what kind of set off the market that you see today.
Absolutely. I got connected with a lot of folks back then that I still am friends with. Yep.
Yeah, exactly, and me too. I mean, it's just a great group of people. I mean, and anywhere you go, they're there, and they're always gonna give you a beer. I mean, it's just freaking awesome. Now, I mean, is this a full time gig for you, or do you have like a regular job, like so many of us?
Well, I I'm not currently full-time employed, but I am a regular, job slogger out there as well. My background's in IT project management and that. And at the time, I'm just doing some independent consulting. But Chili Spot is not my full-time gig.
Oh, but you plan for it to be, because we all do. That's that's kind of my thing. I want this to be my retirement fund.
I've never found anything that gives me the same kind of joy and satisfaction as making something that somebody else is willing to spend their hard-earned money on. It's very flattering.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of like gives yourself I'm not gonna say self worth. That's kind of a rough one, but it makes you feel good. You know, man, I'm doing this. I'm making people happy, and they're coming back and buying more stuff because they really like it. It's a feel good thing. It really is. I mean, making a couple of bucks never hurts. But hey,
I love turning people on to something that they never would have thought they'd like.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Like we had that habanero horseradish stuff. Maggie thought it was absolutely bizarre when we first made it. Who's going to eat this crap? Well, it's people are so like, oh my God, I never thought of putting those two together, and they love it. I mean, it's just one of those things. It's weird. But hey, so
I've had it. I love it.
Oh yeah. Now time does go quick, as we mentioned before, and I want to get it to as much as possible. First, I want to get into your very diverse line of products, so people can kind of get an idea of what you currently have available on the website. We'll start off. We'll jump right in the pool here. Do a couple of your very unique ones first. First one up is an interesting one. It's a chili pepper caramel corn. I mean, this just sounds like a football munchy food, and it looks like you did it right, offering three levels of heat. I mean, what is this stuff all about?
So it's basically a caramel corn like you would get, at a carnival or something like that. That's
right.
How I would equate it. It's not, like some of your store-bought stuff. And we mix it with we have three different heat levels, like you said. We have cayenne, habanero, and ghost pepper. And the ghost pepper is definitely hot. And we developed it, actually something I did in conjunction with my daughter 2 years ago as an idea for her to raise some money for a school trip she was doing. And I promised her if she, was part of this with me and helped me sell it, helped me make it, that we, for a certain period of time, I gave her half of everything we made. And she earned enough money to go to a trip in Florida with that. So.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Oh, man, you are awesome. That's nice. I would take it like probably the cayenne is what most people want. Because a lot of people to this day are kind of scared of the habanero. And you see ghost pepper, they get fear in their eyes. It's like, oh, God. I mean, what do you find to be the heat level that sells the best?
I would say that my regulars – come in for the ghost pepper. They want the hot stuff. I would say the newbies that are just trying it out or, maybe aren't sure yet, or, habanero is probably the better seller.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But you also got one there that they won't hurt somebody if they have a handful of the cayenne. I mean, that's just a happy pepper. That's not going to hurt you.
Yep. Yep. It's very mild and
okay, cool. And the next one, then we have this one. This one caught my eye. I am a true nut fiend. And we have the chili pepper honey roasted almonds. I mean, this just sounds good. I'm a nut freak. And these must do very well for you.
Yeah, they're really awesome, John. That was something that it was a natural progression. We did the caramel corn first, and then we're like, okay, this is, kind of munch food, the whole sweet and spicy, savory kind of thing just really works well. And so we started doing the almonds. We've done some other nuts as well, but almonds are definitely the more popular one. And
sure.
we use a turbinado sugar on that. And then, we use dried habanero or ghost pepper and mix it up with like our own secret honey recipe, if you will, and
sure.
Bake them and cool them and package them and sell them like crazy.
It must smell freaking awesome too.
Oh yeah, and they are really really good too.
I can imagine. I'll be ordering. Don't worry.
I have my own favorites. You know what I mean? Like I make it all and all that, but I have my own favorites, and that's one of them.
Well, the funny to say that, I mean, there's Maggie, it's funny, because people are like, well, why don't you make a mustard? Why don't you make a ketchup? Because I don't like mustard, and I don't like ketchup. And how can I make something that I don't personally like? I can't taste it and like it, because I don't like it.
Yeah.
And
it
people
the
are
grain,
like, well,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I've got to like it for me to know that it's good. I don't
Absolutely.
Know. It may sound weird to people out there, but if I'm not going to make a product that I don't like to eat. That just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, that's why we're always experimenting in the kitchen. We've got a lot of bombs, but I mean, every once in a while we come out with something pretty good. But the angle I like you had on these two products was that you offer different levels of heat. I mean, that's kind of what we do. It's a smart way to go because you can make everybody happy, and they can they go out and buy all three of them, and they can put them out and warn people. Like, that's the hot one, that's the mild one. People can kind of go and experiment to see what their heat level is. I think it's a very, very cool way to go.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And not a problem. And now we're going to switch up gears a little bit because we're just at the very tip of this to a number of different sauces that you guys offer as well. Starting off with the Chipotle finishing sauce. Not sure many out there are familiar with what finishing sauces are. So time for you to teach them what it is and how you'd use it.
Sure. So this just happens to be our mildest sauce as well. And the idea behind a finishing sauce really is, whatever it is that you're going to put this on, let this be the thing that finishes it off. You put it on at the end. It could be a table sauce. It isn't any hard and fast rules, but the idea behind it is, just like finish the dish off with it. So, condiment, glaze over anything off the grill.
Yep.
That's how we intend it to be used.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because a lot of people, the finishing sauces, not a lot of them out there, so you find a nice little niche. So there's a few of them out there, but not very many. So, hey, guys, if you're out there listening, try a finishing sauce right at the end of what you're making, or like you said, right on the table and put it on while the food's still hot. You'll really enjoy it. It really sets off the flavor of the actual sauce.
That product, oddly enough, John, is really interesting because it appeals to my widest range of customers, without a doubt. I have, like, kids in the family that want this sauce because they use it as their new ketchup, So it's too hot to enjoy, and a little bit of sweet in it. There's some caramel and brown sugar to finish it off, so.
Right. That's cool. I mean, no, it's funny you say that because our number three wing sauce thing, sold at my mom and dad have a store in Maplewood, New Jersey. They sell stuff. It's their son. And it's funny that a lot of the moms come in and they buy the mild wing sauce because the kids won't eat their vegetables without it. I'm like, see, I am helping the world one stomach at a time. I'm very proud of myself. But now next up is your Caribbean habanero sauce. Is it crazy hot? I mean, when I hear Caribbean, I hear habanero, I'm thinking like Scotch bonnets, all that kind of stuff. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that because, they think habanero. Some people think habanero and they immediately think, oh, my gosh, I can't eat habanero. That's so hot. Well, this sauce, I would say, is kind of a middle-of-the-road sauce for us. Happens to be our second mildest, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
This is the idea behind this for us was to create something with some tropical fruits, and that's where we kind of got into the Caribbean name on it. So we use some mango and papaya in it, and then some lime, and then there's also onions and carrots as well. But those first two sauces that you mentioned are the ones that are all the way back to the origin of my roots before I was even a business. Those are the two that I made and gave away.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, obviously you got a keeper or a couple of them.
Yep.
Now, and for something a little different, you offer a raspberry rush sauce. Now, what's this stuff about, and what is it good on? That one kind of threw me for a loop a little bit.
Yeah, it's really, really different, and people don't know what to think of it. And I just recently, in fact, changed the formula on it a little bit, and we use twice as much raspberry now as we used to. But basically, the idea behind it is, and this one gets a little bit hotter than the two you've mentioned already, it's basically just a raspberry, a red raspberry, red habanero pepper, and some orange puree. And, right up front, you get a nice full raspberry flavor, and then the heat kind of comes in. And as far as what we recommend to use it on, chicken, rice. We even had somebody ask if they could use it in a dessert. They were thinking of some sort of layered kind of
like a trifle
bar
or something
kind
like that.
Of thing. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And I said, well, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Sounds pretty good. Yep.
Hey.
Anyway, that one.
always thinking.
Yeah, the new formula definitely hit the mark though. Everybody that's had it and it just came out with that a couple weeks ago is really psyched about it.
That's cool. No, because I like different things like that. And I saw raspberry. That just sounded good. Now, now we bring in my nemesis, the Fatale pepper. This is absolutely my nemesis. I can eat the habaneros. I can eat the ghosts, all kind of stuff. The Fatale kills me. But anyway, this one, for some reason, I don't know why, but it just kills me. But anyway, let's talk about your Fatale Fantasy Sauce. I mean, what's going on inside the bottle? Again, what's it good on? I mean, as I said, Fatales are my arch nemesis. Not to everybody, but, these peppers, oh, God, it's like Fatale attraction. Ugh.
So for a lot of people that don't know, right, the Fatale, the authentic Fatale is a yellow habanero type pepper that's native to Central Africa, and it is extremely hot, as you said. You know, if you put it up next to other habaneros, it's hotter than those for sure.
Right. Yep.
And this sauce is probably our most complex one that we make. It's modeled after an Eastern Caribbean theme sauce, and it was inspired by a trip to Barbados that I took probably 15 years ago.
Interesting.
And,
okay.
You know, a lot of the sauces in that part of the world are mustard-based, and this is mustard-based.
Okay.
And it uses some different kinds of spices in it, too. There's nutmeg, ginger, coriander, and allspice in it. And when I've met people that are native to that part of the world and they try that sauce, they are just so thrilled about it. They're like, wow, this is exactly what we remembered. And
wow, that's very cool.
Yeah, it's not one of my better sellers, I would say, but it's very complex, and the people that that do buy it really enjoy it a lot. So
you found a niche. I mean, niches aren't necessarily bad. I mean,
right.
stick with the niche, and those people tell two people who tell two people. And niches,
exactly.
our horseradishes took forever to take off. It took probably about 2-3 years to take off, and all of a sudden it is boom 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 boom, and now it sells great, and because people found that niche. But now we're going to kick it up another notch.
Okay.
With your Jalokia, I guess haze sauce or haze sauce, I don't know how you pronounce it, but I see we're delving into a little bit of the hotter side of the scale now. I mean, what would you primarily use this little beastie on?
Yeah, so our Jalokia haze sauce is our ghost pepper sauce. And
okay.
we don't use just the ghost pepper in it. But we also use the chocolate scotch bonnet and chocolate habanero and Jamaican scotch bonnet, and then we mix it up with a lot of lime and garlic. As far as what you use it on, I mean, this one, I actually like this one on eggs or anything that has cheese in it. So if I'm doing like a baked mac and cheese, that's really good.
Okay.
Also use it just as a condiment. I mean, people have used it for wings, but I would call it a good, flavorful, decently hot sauce. And
okay,
actually,
but yeah, it's not going to blow your face off. That's because some of them do.
No,
okay, okay.
No. And we use, and that's another thing to mention too, John. We only use fresh chili peppers. We don't use no extracts, none of that stuff.
Right.
And
okay,
just fresh. Yep.
Yeah, we're on the flip side of that. We don't use the extract stuff, but we do use the dried peppers because I can't grow things. I have a black thumb. I'm like Dr. Death in the garden, and so we basically get all the powders, and I'm more of a powder guy. To each his own. But then now we bring on one of my favorites, the scorpion pepper. I love this pepper. I think it tastes good, and I think the heat is just perfect. And you take the scorpion pepper and transform it into your screaming scorpion sauce. Now. When used properly, the scorpion really has a cool flavor, but can really blow your face off, as I mentioned before, if overindulged in. I mean, was this made for the true chili head, or would the general public be able to handle the heat?
I would say this is probably more for the true chili head. This happens to be our hottest sauce, and
okay.
We came out with this one last year. And this one, I actually I developed this with the help of some of my regular customers at a local market that I go to. And
okay.
I knew what I wanted in that sauce, a couple of the ingredients, and then I varied other ingredients. And then I gave like 10 different people like a blind taste test, sent them home with questionnaire and samples. And the feedback was really terrific. And
cool.
That the formula that I got in there now is it's really different. We blend this one with applesauce, but we also use the Moruga scorpion and the Trinidad scorpion chili peppers in it. So.
Okay, very cool, very cool. And there is a difference between the two. A lot of people don't realize that.
Yep.
So, but now we're going to switch gears a little bit. And you had mentioned it before. We're going to go into the world of pepper jams. Now, the first on the list would be your jalapeno lime jam. I take it this is like a mild kind of a breakfast indulgence.
Yeah, it's definitely – another that you're probably going to mention are sweet red pepper jalapeno in the mild version. Those are
okay.
two the mildest products that we make. Like,
okay,
if I can manage to get somebody who says, you know, the people that go by your stand and they're like, oh, hot stuff, I can't do that. You know, it gives me heartburn.
Right.
It, you know, makes me sweat. I'm allergic.
Right.
Whatever.
Like, get over here.
These are the kind of people that I want to reach with this product. I said, you know,
okay,
I promise you, if you try this, it won't hurt you. You know. And so it's a very, very mild pepper jam. We use green pepper, jalapeno pepper, fresh-squeezed lime juice, and we use the rind from the lime as well. So you get a real nice, big, bold lime flavor with it.
Sure, sure.
We recommend it. Any of these pepper jams go great with a soft cheese and some crackers, but this one in particular goes really nice, like, over fish or chicken as a glaze, and does really nice like that.
Now, would you like a jam? I'm trying to think. As a glaze, would you have to be fearful of it maybe burning here? Would you put not a finishing sauce? Would you put it on for the entire cooking period or towards the end of it?
No, that's a great point, John. Because you know, our pepper jams do have a high sugar content, and unlike most jams do, and you would not use this until the very end of your cooking.
Okay, so, I want to make sure, because I hate people get the stuff from me, and all of a sudden they got one big molten thing of sugar on their plate.
Yeah, exactly. What we typically recommend is, you know, as you're finishing something off, reduce the heat, put the jam on it to develop a glaze, and leave it on for a couple of minutes under a very low heat. You can even put it on after you take something off the heat and just kind of let it drizzle over, and that works as well.
Okay, yeah, kind of like if you have a ham or something like that, when you tent the ham, you can put it under the tent and kind of let it do its thing. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Now we got two neat ones here. Then we head over to your peach mango habanero jam. I'm kind of amazed at how well a mango goes with a habanero. They really do complement each other. I mean, are any specific uses on this one?
I wouldn't say, you know, specific or unique. I guess I agree with you that the fruits and the habanero, I mean, you know, other cultures in the world have known about this for a long time, you know,
right,
but it seems like we're just kind of figuring it out and find that it really do go well together.
We are trendsetters.
yeah. This one in particular, though, I'll tell you something that a customer of ours does with this one, that which I found to be unique, is that they take a tablespoon of this and they put it with some spinach and they saute the spinach and they have that for breakfast. Yeah.
No. Oh, that sounds bizarre. I like it.
It sounded really bizarre to me too. But this woman swore by it, and so I try to share that with people occasionally. Yep.
Very interesting. And then I imagine the strawberry habanero jam kind of goes kind of love along the same lines.
Yeah. I mean, this one is, you know, I don't know what to do with a strawberry jam except put it on a peanut butter sandwich. Do you know what I mean?
Good answer.
So I like to talk about the extreme PB&J sandwich, which, you know, use this jam on.
Right.
The other thing, we put this on the label for all the jams, is to try it as a topping on vanilla ice cream. Like, it really sounds so strange, but you got that heat, sweet, the cold, the dairy. It all really works nicely. And
yep,
for me, the strawberry one would be one of my favorites to do that with.
Well, that's cool. And then finally, we come to your apricot habanero jam. When I saw this, I'm thinking pork tenderloin. That's just me, but I mean, was any specifics on that one?
Yep, there you go. That's a perfect use for it. You know, any kind of pork. I was going to say ham as well. This one is my personal favorite. You know, of all the ones I make, this is my personal favorite. Not our best seller. Our peach mango and sweet red pepper jalapeno are probably the best sellers, but this one. You know, here's another use of this one, and you could use others for this as well, but take a little bit of this, tablespoon or two, mix it up with your favorite vinaigrette dressing, and use that over a salad. You get a little bit of a bite. It's not hot, just a little bit of a bite. You know, you get the flavor of apricots. Such a great flavor. And
yes, it's a different flavor. I mean, if you've never had an apricot, just do yourself a favor, buy one. It'll probably cost you a quarter. Go buy one at like an A&P or a ShopRite or something like that. Just try it. I mean, see what apricot. If you haven't had one, you should. So I'll leave it at that. Now, as I stated, you guys have a huge line of products, and the following are listed under your specialty products. Now, this one kind of caught my eye. Let's see. It's the Chili Pepper Rainbow, and there's two of them. when I saw this, I'm thinking tequila shots. I'm thinking prairie fire. That's what jumped into my head. I mean, what are they and what are they really kind of used for? What would you do with them?
That's really funny. Tequila shots.
Absolutely, man. Oh yeah, we use our salt stuff. Absolutely.
Put that. Yeah.
Yeah, just rim the glass. Oh, it's awesome, dude. Try it.
So here's what inspired this product. You know what I mean. I'm sure a lot of the listeners do too. You go to the Italian restaurant, your favorite pizza shop, whatever, and you ask for some red pepper, and they give you that standard, you know, what we always refer to as sawdust. You know, it's like, okay. It just
sawdust
wasn't,
and seeds. So it's great,
right? Like it just wasn't doing it. Right. It's like at least 50%. You know, seeds, and it tasted like something that was swept up off the floor.
Yeah, you're right.
So I came up with this product. I had seen some things that kind of made me think along these lines, and I decided to come up with something like this. I sell in a 4-ounce spice jar. It's a coarse grind. It's all dry chilies. I offer it in a what we call the habanero blend, as well as the jalocchia blend. Habanero blend, both of them have red, yellow, chocolate habaneros, fatale peppers, Jamaican scotch bonnets. There's
sure.
No salt, no fillers of any kind. It's all ground chili pepper, and it's not a powder. It's a coarse grind like, you know, the crushed red pepper, and it has
right.
large fitment holes for shaking it on whatever, like pizza, pasta, soups and stews, but a little bit goes a real long way.
I'm thinking also probably use a funnel and put it into a bottle of vodka and let it sit for a little while.
There you go. That jalocchia blend one is the hottest.
I got a single track mind. It's booze.
I kind of noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine that. Oh, this would be great in tequila. You know. But I thought these were neat, and I'm thinking deli sandwich hasn't written all over it. Is the bread and butter? You have two different kind of bread and butter pickles: a jalapeno and a habanero. These just sound really good. I mean, I'm thinking deli sandwich to the max.
That's how I enjoy using them as well. I mean, it's one of them is the jalapeno. It's just fresh sliced green jalapenos. This time of year when we're harvesting red ones as well, we sometimes try to mix them in there too. Some
sure.
sweet Spanish onions with it, and then a classic bread and butter pickle recipe. And we got the crunch down, so, you know, there's nothing worse than like a soggy pickle. These are not soggy. They're nice and crunchy, and, you know, people eat them out of the jar, put them on sandwiches. If you want to get kind of fancy with them, you can take like a nice cracker, put a nice piece of like sharp provolone on it, and put one of these on each cracker. It makes a real nice
little
worker. There you go. Well, yep.
You're making me hungry, dude.
Oh, man. And then I offer the habanero as well, which, of course, you know, much hotter.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. But, I mean, the pickle, I mean, that's one thing about it. I tried making pickles. I've tried. And mine, like you said, nothing worse than a soggy pickle. When my pickles got done, it's like they needed a Viagra. I mean, they're freaking horrible. it was just freaking horrible. And, I mean, if you can get that
like
thing down.
Problem,
like,
John. My pickles don't need Viagra.
All right, fine, Cialis. What are we going with this? But anyway, no, I leave it to the pickle experts. I've tried. I have failed. I give up on pickles, and I'll go get them somewhere. I'll go buy them. But now I bring up now not many companies do relishes, and I saw the jalapeno sweet relish. I find this could you probably use this on anything. But it's interesting. There aren't many relishes out there. I mean, obviously you know what you're going to use it on, but what made you decide to do a relish? Because you're doing the pickles and stuff already, or?
Yeah, exactly. We were into the pickles already, and yeah, I'd seen some hot relishes before, and even we even had a recipe that was just a regular sweet relish recipe, and so I just tweaked it a little bit. I put some jalapeno in it, and I mean literally, that's the only thing we changed about this, you know, kind of classic recipe that we had, and.
Sure.
You know, again, it's kind of seasonal. Like, this one doesn't do well all year round, but, you know, at the right time of year, people
oh,
really
Oh, I'm thinking barbecues in July or something like that, when you break out all the condiments, you know, for barbecues
absolutely.
And stuff.
And it's really nice. It's not a dill relish like a lot of people are used to. This is more of a sweet relish.
Okay,
There's sweet Spanish onion, there's cucumber, there's red bell, and there's jalapeno pepper, and then all the pickling spices that make it really nice.
Very cool, very cool. And now we're starting to round out here on the products. Oh my God! And now we've got Fat Sam's.
I have something to tell you about too when you're done there.
Okay. We got time. Okay, we got Fat Sam's original sassy salsa. First off, who is Fat Sam, and what is going on? What's going on with this one?
So this is a recipe that I leveraged from my brother. You like that word, leverage?
Yes. It's a very nice terminology.
Yeah. So
he had him bent over the toilet or something, like trying to flush the toilet. I can see this.
So he made this this salsa, and it was very, very good. And he did the same kind of thing I did. He just handed it out to the family and friends at the holidays. And I said, you know, we don't make a salsa, but I'd really like to make a salsa. Could I have that recipe? And so we made an arrangement, and
I'm hearing Mission Impossible theme starting up for some reason. I mean, that's just me.
That's right. And the name is actually the name that he had given it. Fat Sam happens to refer to we each had cats when we were growing up, and his cat was Sam, and mine was Susie, and his was just a big fat cat. And so
I love it.
And he named it after his cat, Fat Sam Sassy Salsa. So I do it.
Hey,
regular.
I don't have a problem with that at all. What makes this one kick?
This one just has a little bit of habanero, some Italian long hot chilies, and some jalapenos. Not too hot.
Okay, that's interesting. Not many companies at all use the long hots. I love long hots because they're you can eat a ton of them and not hurt yourself. But they got a nice little spice to them.
You're from Jersey, you know that's where they grow them, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised anything grows here, but we got plenty of them.
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay,
it's a great chili.
Now we come to the final one on this list, and now you said you got a couple of more, which is not a problem. But we have the heirloom tomato fatale pepper salsa. There's that evil little fatale again. What's up?
Yeah, this is an unbelievable salsa in my opinion. It's without a question. This is one of my favorite products as well. Basically, we liked the salsa. We figured out how to do salsa well. And we said, all right, let's do something a little bit different. And so through one of the growers that I work with, I talked to him about this idea, and I said, what do you got in the way of, a tomato that would be really different? Just, I don't want to use just a plain old Roma or plum tomato. So
right.
We came up with a classic heirloom tomato, which happens to be called the Paulina. And the Paulina is native to Czechoslovakia. And it's grown locally for us in Pennsylvania. And so this one, we use a completely different tomato in the Paulina. We also use a few different chilies and a few more chilies. So this one, we feature the fatale pepper in it, but it also has the same as the others, the long hot, some jalapeno, some habanero. And we also use the limon pepper in this one as well, if you're familiar.
Oh, that's another one nobody uses. Wow, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yep. So,
very good. I personally like the fact that it's a Czech tomato because I'm mostly Czech. So hey, Strava. Oh yeah.
Oh, there you go. So you gotta love it then.
Hey. Yes. So now we are kind of running a little short here, so we're going to get to the two new products you wanted to mention real quick, and we're going to have to do a second part on this. We'll get you back on because I got a whole bunch of questions I wanted to ask you. But let's talk about the two new products coming out.
Okay. Cool. Well. Just one actually that I wanted to talk about, and that is our new barbecue sauce.
Okay.
I literally as we are speaking here on the show, I just published it to our website. It's the very first time we're offering it available on the website. We call it Competition Barbecue Mop Sauce. And
nice.
The really cool thing about this is we entered it in the Chili Pepper Magazine, the national contest that they run.
Mm-hmm.
And we won second place in the pepper blend category for barbecue sauces with this. Yeah, so I'm really, really excited about it. We've been selling it at some of our shows and that for a couple of months now. But this is a barbecue sauce that we use apricots and raisins in it. We use dark brown sugar, molasses, Worcestershire sauce, onions, garlic, spices, all that. We don't use any corn syrup at all.
Nice.
And the peppers that we use in it are a smoked habanero and red jalapeno pepper. And so it's
okay, very cool.
It's spicy, which is what we were going for, and spicier
sure.
than your average spicy grocery store barbecue sauce, but
wait,
it's not
you mean the Kraft stuff? Oh,
come
God,
on.
It's horrible.
And so literally we have this available now, and it'll be for a limited time at 20% off, and
nice.
I'm announcing it to you on this show for the first time.
Hey, and hopefully you can drum up some sales for you on that one. That'd be great. Now,
yep.
I got to throw in one question before the thing comes out. You told me on the phone that you were one of the lucky ones that got into the third annual NYC Hot Sauce Expo next year. I want to personally congratulate you for that. It's an amazing gig with an amazing group of vendors and attendees, and I think you're going to enjoy yourself.
I can't wait, John. I'm super excited. I'm just getting to know Steve and Lisa, and they're just, you know, terrific
great people.
And
oh yeah,
you know, although they're relatively new, you know, in the hot sauce world, they are doing so much for this business. It's incredible.
Oh, they really are. And Steve has pulled off an absolute miracle, being able to get the first two shows in New York. They were thriving successes. I mean, they're just amazing people. And actually, it's going to be a trip. I think I told you on the phone, maybe I didn't. On the Sunday of that show, on April 26th of next year, I turned 50 and I quit smoking the same day. So Sunday night, I'm going to be a train wreck. It's going to be freaking awesome.
Is that a warning or an invitation?
Oh, it's an invitation because it's usually, the things happen after shows, and I have a feeling we're going to be staying late night. So, the New York show, you can have a ball, and just bring your A game, and make sure you bring a lot of product. I remember one of our guys was on here a while back, Lucky Dog, had brought some. He didn't realize, and I think by the second day, he had like three bottles left, and he was kind of like, oh, because there's always that equation. You never know how much to bring. Always bring more than you need. Never bring too little.
Can't sell
it if you don't have it. Now, are there any stores in the area that people can find your stuff that they would know about? Like, Pennsylvania people or anybody, really.
We're just in some local boutique and specialty shops, in the Westchester, Downingtown, Exton area at this point. We're still relatively small in the grand scheme of things, so nothing on a wide distribution yet, but you can get...
You'll get there. With the products we went over tonight, you're on your way to doing bigger and better things, I guarantee it, and I hope this brings you some business. But, yeah, we got to kind of wrap it up here. You can hear the music in the background. It's time for me to go to bed. But, hey, man... It was great having you on tonight, and we're definitely doing a second part on this because I got a ton more questions to ask you about your stuff.
Okay, that's awesome.
All right,
thank you, John.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for being on the show. Man, there goes the music, guys. We do have to wrap it up. Probably going to run out of time here. Definitely like to thank Jeff Porter from the Chili Spot out of Downington, PA, for joining us tonight. Check out their extensive line of products at thechilispot.com. As you can see, this is a busy man with a good heart. Check out his products at Don't forget, wrong sentence. Don't forget, the 9th annual DEF CON NFL season is on now. 20% off all products. Use code NFL 2014. So the sale goes until next Monday. That's it. This is John Billy, president of DEF CON Sauces, creator of the finest wing sauces, habanero horseradishes, and dry rubs. Bidding everyone a good night. Check us out at DEFCONSauces.com. So until next week, when we pull yet another slightly twisted individual out of the culinary maelstrom of hot sauces, barbecue, and chili, same bat time, same bat channel. Have a good night, everybody. I'm out.
Over 1% patches on the leather vest, and every outlaw biker that I met on the west. I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bumped me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go, and some of those shows were with David Allen. I'm at the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating, a different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept 2. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. Hey, 3 knows me, and Shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. I said I'm an outlaw.
when you thought radio was safe. A new kind of radio is on its way. Food, music, and friends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Coming in 2014.